Beto, that was amazing. What was that track that we just heard right now for the Global Beat Mexico?
It's a tune called Barrio Cosmico that was composed by a tiple player. This is a tiple instrument here. It's a 12-string instrument from Colombia, composed by David Henke.
You got a theme song, Beto. That's impressive.
Yeah. I've been sort of supporting his music. He's a young musician from the central part of Colombia, this area known as one of the coffee regions of Colombia, called Quindío. And I was really touched and moved by his playing, by his approach to this instrument. This instrument is sort of one of the national instruments of Colombia. I fell in love with the instrument when I was a teenager in Mexico. I first heard it then. And then when I started traveling to Colombia, the instrument sort of came back to me, and I bought one, like this one. This is my own. And I just been in love with the sound of this instrument. It's a 12-string steel string instrument, and I love the music that's played on it, called Música Andina Colombiana.
Awesome. Well, what is the gentleman's name that composed the song?
David Henke.
Well, welcome to a brand new edition of The Global Beat. Raul Campos, joined by Mr. Beto Arcos. And we are here in Long Beach at a beautiful record store called Fingerprints. So big up to Rand, the owner. But we actually have an audience here. It is our first Global Beat Live, and now we've been doing Global Beat Mexico with you for some months now, but since we have been talking about a book that you have called Music Stories from the Cosmic Barrio, I'm guessing we're going to turn this Global Beat into Global Beat Cosmic Barrio. Is that cool with you, Beto?
Sounds fantastic.
All right, now you brought the guitars. Why don't we hear a little bit of what the tiple sounds like? Can you play a little bit?
Yeah, I'll play a little. See if it stays in tune. It's a very complicated instrument. It's 12 strings. But think of it as the four bottom strings of the typical six-string guitar. So here's what it sounds like.
Beautiful. That was one of the things when we started doing the Global Beat, and you being an accomplished musician, and we've been doing a lot of the interviews over Zoom. So when I see Beto in that little square on the computer, I see all these beautiful guitars behind him. Thank you for bringing that in.
You're welcome. Yeah.
So let's get to the music. And because we're going to do Global Beat Cosmic Barrio, what are we going to get into? What is the first artist that we're going to check out?
This is an artist that's in the book. He appears in the Spanish version of The Cosmic Barrio. He's from Mexico City. I grew up listening to him when I was younger back then in the mid-1980s. He was one of the members of the band called Botellita de Jerez. Maybe some of you have seen the series called Break It All on Netflix. It's all about Latin American rock during the 60s and 70s and 80s. He's in it as well. And Sergio Arau always surprises me with all kinds of great and crazy music. And this is a tune from his latest album called Tocada y Fuga, which is a kind of a spin on the idea of Bach's Toccata and Fugue, which is, I don't know if you remember that organ tune. Well, that's the idea. It's called Toccata and Fugue by Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach. He does his own version, but he makes it into a cumbia.
And who is featured on this? Because I know it's not just him.
It's Sergio Arau on vocals, accompanied by one of the great singers and rockers from Colombia, Andrea Echeverri of the band also, Aterciopelados.
Well, why don't we check it out?
Let's listen.
It's the Global Beat Cosmic Barrio, all the way from Fingerprints in Long Beach, right now on KCRW. Thank you. That is a great track, Beto. Awesome. Again, we're live at Fingerprints in Long Beach. And Sergio Arau, I mean, that guy is comedy, but he's also a legendary rocker, does some great documentaries as well. But what's the story behind this track?
It's a tune that is really playing off the idea that here's a band playing a gig. They sold out the show. The promoter says, you guys are going to make a lot of money. And before you know it, before at the end of the show, the promoter disappears with the money. And so the song, that's why tocada as in a jam or a play or a gig. Fugue, he escaped. So tocada y fuga. We played and he escaped. That's the idea. And so there's a lot of this double meanings in the language he uses in the song to talk about this manager that ran away, this promoter that ran away with the money.
Awesome. Well, we're doing the Global Beat Cosmic Barrio, but real quick, what is the Cosmic Barrio? You have a book and you have stories of the Cosmic Barrio, but what is the Cosmic Barrio?
It's the ideal place that I think can be found anywhere. It could be found in Long Beach. It could be found in East LA. It can be found in Mexico City. It's a place where there's great music, there's great food, but most importantly, there are great people. If you feel like you're part of a community, of a family, and things are in harmony and really great, and really it's a fun and safe space to enjoy life.
Well, all the info is at kcrw.com/globalbeat. You can see a link to the book. It's both in English and Spanish. And it's really cool. I got to say, some of the stories in there, I'm all like, wow, that was cool. Like, you got to chat with Rosalía when she first came up, Linda Ronstadt. We talked about Silvio and so many great artists that are featured in it. But what is the next artist that we're going to get into? Since we're doing Global Beat Cosmic Barrio, we're not necessarily doing everything in Spanish, but what's the next song that we got coming up?
This is a tune by a musician who plays a trumpet, but not the usual trumpet. It's a four-valve trumpet. Trumpets usually have three valves. He plays a four-valve trumpet, which was designed by his father, Nasrim Malouf. The trumpet player's name is Ibrahim Malouf. He was born in Lebanon, grew up in Paris, went to the conservatory in Paris. I interviewed him for a story that I did for NPR about his work, about his music, how he decides to continue playing this trumpet, but playing his own music, his own story. And I happened to spend some time with the man in Paris this past November. We went to visit some friends in France, and I went to interview Ibrahim at his studio in a suburb of Paris. And he told me the story of this song called Capacity to Love. The actual phrase, Capacity to Love, was given to him by a singer from this area, from California, named Gregory Porter. Gregory Porter is one of the guests in this album, Capacity to Love. He said that Ibrahim said, we spent a half hour, I was trying to tell him the story behind the record, and he goes, you mean it's about the capacity to love? And he says, in 1 second, he told me the name of the album.
Impressive.
It took me 30 minutes to tell him the story. So this is the title song of Ibrahim Malouf's album, Capacity to Love.
Featuring Gregory Porter, a fantastic jazz singer. Enjoy this one as we do continue with the Global Beat Cosmic Barrio. It is KCRW.
Wide like ancient river crossings. Grand like grandma's open hands. High like white peaks touching heavens. I like our hearts holding hands. Wind like ancient rivers crossing. Grand like grandma's open hands. High like white peaks touching the heavens. High like counting hearts like desert sands. We'll be right back.
capacity to love. Ibrahim Malouf, along with the jazz icon Gregory Porter, right here on the Global Beat Cosmic Barrio. Beto Arco selecting the tracks. We're here at Fingerprints in Long Beach with some peeps in the audience. I think that's going to be played quite a bit on KCRW, particularly by me. Yeah, I like that. That's good stuff. Beto, that is really, really cool stuff. Really great track. And talking about collaborations, because you're getting just the different flavors coming together. Gorgeous.
I have a thing for, you know, special different instruments. And the story of Ibrahim and his four-valve trumpet really, you know, kind of stole my heart. It really felt like I had to tell his story, and I got lucky. He put out an album where he was sort of doing the soundtrack for a film, and I got the record, and I reached out to his label, and I said, I want to interview him, and it happened. And that's how, you know, it's been going on for the last, because I've done three stories about him. Two for NPR and one for the world.
Excellent, excellent. And that's what I'm really digging about all the curators, not just you, but also with Moni and Junf, that they're really kind of like going outside their, what would be their expected spectrum of musical choices and likes and dislikes. So hearing all these different things come into play into the global beat, really been awesome. So we're going to go back to Colombia for this next track, right?
Yes, we are. This next singer, I met, well, I actually heard her record, her first record, during my first trip to Colombia, which was about 7-8 years ago. Her name is Victoria Sur. She comes from, again, the central part of Colombia, the coffee region. And she's a singer-songwriter, and she also interprets songs of others. She even sings some Mexican tunes, Colombian, some tunes from Venezuela, from Argentina. And she has, like me, I have a thing for all things Colombian. She has a thing for all things from Peru. This song in particular is an homage to one of the great composers, mostly composers, but she was also a singer, a songwriter. Her name is Chabuca Granda. She's sort of the equivalent of something of a Bob Dylan of Peru, because she was, you know, inspired by a lot of the traditional music. And Victoria wrote a song called Chabuca Is, and it's a song that not only references some of the songs that Chabuca Granda composed, but also is very much the sound of Afro-Peruvian music. What you're going to hear here is the cajón peruano, the traditional square, you know, the rectangular shaped box that's a percussive instrument. And you're going to hear the traditional Afro-Peruvian guitar and the sound of Peru, but from a Colombian perspective, and an homage to a Peruvian icon.
All right, let's check it out. Chabuca Is, right now on the Global Beat Cosmic Barrio, all the way from Fingerprints in the LBC, all the way to KCRW.
Naciste entre los cóndores y las lagunas. Isabel, Isabela, Chabela, Chabuca. Cerquita Cotabambas en el Apurímac. A los ríos, los nevados y la brisa. Ae, 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 ae. Como un susurro fue tu voz apareciendo, tus flores de poeta fuiste descubriendo, tu corazón de arena y de dio vida al Perú, al puente y la Alameda. En una voz fuiste canción, en una voz fuiste la luz de la hoguera, en una voz fuiste agua y sol, en una voz fuiste luna y cordillera. Claro. los suspiros, su corazón de alma limeña, canta alegre por los caminos, en una larga noche espera, la fina estampa caballero, cuando a lo lejos se divisa, sandar su risa y su sombrero. Chabuca es María Sueños, chabuca es el corazón de los pueblos, chabuca es María Sueños. Chabuca es el corazón de los pueblos. Chabuca es María Sueños. Chabuca es el corazón de los pueblos. El corazón de los pueblos. Chabuca es María Sueños y el corazón de los pueblos. Chabuca es María Sueños.
Chabuca es Victoria Sur, right here on the Global Beat. Beto Arcos selecting the tracks all the way from Fingerprints in Long Beach, our first Global Beat live. Thank you all so much for coming through. Beto, this has been amazing, and I love all the changes in that track. Just the tempo changes, the different instrumentation that comes through. Really, really cool.
She's a great singer. She is, you know, like I said, she not only is really well-versed in her own musical tradition from that particular part of Colombia, because Colombia has dozens and dozens of music styles. Everybody knows that cumbia comes from Colombia. It was born there, but then after cumbia came vallenato and salsa and porro and every other music style. The country is really an explosion of sounds and rhythms. And Victoria Sur is from the central part of Colombia, from what's called the sort of eje cafetero, the coffee axis of the country. And her musical tradition has to do with this Andean music. And the instrument that's played in that tradition is the tiple. But she also reaches out to other sounds and other rhythms from neighboring countries such as Peru, Argentina, and so on.
Well, Beto Arcos, we love your storytelling and your insight, your education to the music. And thank you so much for bringing in these tracks and coming out to Long Beach to do this.
A pleasure to be with you and with our wonderful audience. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Thanks to Rand, the entire staff here at Fingerprints in Long Beach. Of course, everybody back at KCRW and Lit, who's in the house here. Of course, Anthony Valadez, Novena Carmel, and Morning Becomes Eclectic. And all the information at kcrw.com/globalbeat. I'm Raul Campos. Our producer is Adam Burke. And we will catch you on an upcoming edition of the Global Beat. Maybe again, all the way from Long Beach, right?